Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Liberation League podcast, where we teach you why every time you lose the weight, it gets easier and easier to regain it. And we also teach you how you can end the dieting cycle and never diet again. My name is Bryce, and I'm your host, as always. Today, I want to talk about something that's actually very, very common in the fitness and nutrition space, because this is a method that's used by some diet programs out there. It's kind of become a copy and paste method by companies or by coaches that really aren't putting the effort in to customizing plans for their clients. Now, it's my belief that plans shouldn't really be based on meal plans, but they should be based on education, teaching the client how they can mold their own nutrition plan, make it work for them so that they can see progress over the long haul. We don't want somebody to just be locked into paying for coaching. Actually, it's our goal that you do not pay us forever. That cannot be said for a lot of programs out there. There's a lot of diet programs. There's a lot of options out there, and a lot of them are cheap. You know why? The reason why they're cheap, or they seem cheap, is because they don't deliver on long-lasting results. And it's their strategy to allow you to be able to keep coming back again and again for their services. So really, it's their strategy that you don't make progress so that you keep coming back. And over the long haul, you end up paying a lot more money. I think the statistic is that the average person that is health conscious and trying to lose weight will spend about $100,000 or a little bit over $100,000 throughout their lifetime in diet and nutrition products and coaching and services and those kinds of things. Our investment is not even close to that, because we teach you how you can get your results and keep them forever. But that cannot be said for every program that's out there. But the problem that we're going to tackle is boredom in your diet. And it's the fact that eating the same foods, and that even extends beyond foods, but eating the same foods and doing the same exercises day in and day out is the reason why you're not seeing progress. And this is a common thing, because here somebody will start something, they will start a diet, they will start an exercise routine, and they'll see great results. But then they stop seeing results. So let me know if this sounds familiar to you. You started out on your fitness journey to lose those last 20 to 50 pounds of fat so that you could be an example to your family and to those close to you, and so that you could put aside your dysfunctional relationship with eating. You could get that athletic body that you were looking for, and you could then teach others how to follow in your example. And so you pick some low-calorie foods that would become your go-to diet foods. But every single day is the same. You eat oatmeal and egg whites for breakfast. Not a bad choice, although I like whole eggs better than just egg whites. You have a chicken wrap for lunch. You maybe have some chicken and broccoli for dinner, and you repeat the process over and over again. And you start to lift weights, which is great, because that is, as I talk a lot about, it is the superior form of exercise. But whenever you do lift weights, you lift weights at the same weight for the same rep ranges every single time. And at first, you were seeing great progress because you were moving in the right direction. You went from maybe eating Chick-fil-A sandwiches every day to now you're eating whole foods that you cook yourself. And so your diet improved and your weightlifting routine stimulated your muscles in a way that they hadn't been stimulated in a really long time. And so all in all, you had a pretty great start. You implemented those changes. You saw some progress. You increased your energy due to the fact that you were stimulating your muscles, and everything was great until one day the scale stops moving. And as you look in the mirror, it's the same physique staring back at you month after month. What happened to all the positive changes from before? You made the diet changes and you saw great progress. You made the exercise changes and you saw great progress. So what happened? Why did it stop working? But you press on because you think to yourself, you know, all I need is a little bit more discipline. And so you press on. at least for a few more months. Until finally you get so frustrated with the fact that nothing is making a difference for you and it seems like nothing works that you just decide to let things start to slide back to the way they were. And your old habits creep back in. And then your body composition starts to go back in the other direction. Not because you're not disciplined, not because you don't know how to control yourself, but because you stop seeing the results. And let's be honest, we want to see results. And if you're not seeing the results you want to see, it's really difficult to stay faithful on a regimen that just really isn't working. And then 1 year later, you look back at all your effort and the time that was spent and you're right back where you started. And I know how agonizingly frustrating the above scenario can be. I know because I've been there and I've done that too. But what I want to kind of shed light on is what happened in that scenario. And it's not a unique scenario to you. So if that's happened to you, don't think like you're in a weird situation. No, it's totally normal. It happens all the time. But here's what happened and why it happened. What happened is that you started these diet changes, you started these exercise changes, but you kept them the same. And you forgot to set specific goals for specific seasons. In the fitness and nutrition world, we call this periodization. And periodization is super important for one simple fact. It's super important because your body adapts to stimulus over time. So take your new nutrition plan, for example. You were eating the same thing every single day. Well, what happens in your body is that your body adapts. And that's what it was designed to do. There's absolutely nothing bad about that, but it adapts, which means that the food that you're giving it, you can only make a certain amount of progress by eating the same things in the same quantities over and over again. And the same thing is also true for your exercise routine. You're doing the same lifts, you're doing them in the same rep ranges, and it's the same workout over and over and over again. And so your body has adapted to that stimulus, which is good. That's what you want it to do. You give it exercise so that it adapts, but at some point it adapts to the point where you're no longer going to see the changes that you saw at the beginning, and it's time to do something different. And so instead of eating the same foods over and over and over again and doing the same workouts over and over and over again, it would serve you far better to think of your diet and exercise in terms of your goals and setting seasons for those goals. For example, I mentioned in a previous episode that my goal for the summer was to increase my calories and to put on some muscle so that I could build muscle and strength, increase my metabolism, and then I could also cut back my calories in the fall so that I could lose some of the little bit of extra fat that I picked up during the summer and that I could then build up my calories again for a few weeks up until Christmas so that I could enjoy the holiday season without having to worry about weight gain. But notice that those things are seasonal goals. They're periodized for a specific reason at a specific time for a specific purpose. And these changes in goals are not by accident. If you're always pursuing fat loss, the ironic thing about that is that you're probably never going to attain it. Now, you will attain it. You will lose some fat, but how much muscle are you losing, which also has an impact on your metabolism, and how long are you going to lose it for, right? Because at some point, you need to do something different in order to get the fat loss outcome that you're looking for. Because if you keep doing the same diet, the same exercise, at some point your body adapts and you stop seeing the changes that you want to see. And what's so hard about this and what's hard to conceptualize this is that everything you do in life is, if you keep doing the same thing, you get the same outcome, right? But that's not true when it comes to your nutrition and fitness. If you keep doing the same thing, your body adapts to that stimulus and you're not going to see the same outcome forever. At some point, that outcome stops. And so these changes in goals throughout the seasons are not by accident. They are actually what is absolutely essential in order for you to continue making progress over the long haul. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you shouldn't be spending the majority of your time pursuing fat loss, because the ironic reality of that is that you were not going to attain it to the level that you want. You should be spending the majority of your time pursuing other things. For example, here are some things that I love to prioritize throughout the year. And if you think about the year in terms of quarters, which we do for pretty much almost everything, and you kind of apply that principle to your training and to your nutrition, what I like to eat for and train for throughout the year really falls into four categories that I spread throughout the four seasons of the year. One, I like to focus on strength. And this is super important because it really gives our body the structure that it needs. It really is the foundation for everything else physiologically for us. And so if we're getting stronger, we're probably increasing our metabolism. We're probably able to handle more food. We're able to do lots of things on a day-to-day basis that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do without strength. Now, after you put on strength, at some point, right, you begin to feel those aches and pains. And some people will just push through that. And that's a sign, right? That's a sign that your body is telling you that it's time to stop pursuing strength. You pursue strength for a season. You maybe start to feel a little bit of aches and pains from that. And so that just gives our body the signal. And we then know that it's time to switch our focus to another season. And another season would be mobility. This would be not just looking for strength, but looking for range of motion within that strength. And so with strength, we're kind of trying to push the weight. We're trying to increase strength over and over again. When it comes to mobility, we're really focusing on things like depth. We're really focusing on slowing down the reps so that we can really feel the movement. We're really focused on how we're moving. Rather than what we're moving, we're focused on how we're moving. Now, don't get me wrong as well. During the strength phase, we're also focused on how we move. But as we increase in weight, one of the reasons that we start to feel those aches and pains is because as the weight gets heavier and heavier, we do start to deviate a little bit. And those aches and pains are a signal to us that not only should we focus on mobility, but we're kind of pushing our limits as far as strength goes. And so we then focus on mobility, which also enables us to get stronger over time. So we get that signal that, hey, I'm feeling aches and pains here. Things are not really going well. And so we switch to mobility, and that kind of corrects that. And we focus on form. We focus on range of motion. We focus on those things, which get things back in line so that we can focus on other goals as well. And another phase that I like to pursue is muscle growth. And you might think to yourself, well, what's the difference between strength and muscle growth? And really, not much. If you're building strength, you're probably going to be putting on muscle. And if you're building muscle, you're probably going to be putting on strength. But that's not always the case. So here's how I think about it. When I'm focusing on strength, I'm really focused on moving a lot of weight in lower rep ranges. Now, that doesn't always mean that muscle growth will occur at the same rate as if I were to increase the reps and decrease the weights. And so there's kind of two styles of training there, right? One is focused on moving as much weight as possible for reps around 3 to 6, whereas muscle growth is kind of focused on not necessarily moving as much weight as possible for 3 to 6 reps, but moving as much weight as I can reasonably handle that is difficult for me to hit somewhere in the 8 to 12 range. Once you adapt to that, you can even move up to the 12 to 16 range as well. And so one is ideal for building strength. One is ideal for building muscle growth, although they're not mutually exclusive. And we understand that when you're in the strength phase, you will build some muscle. And when you're in the muscle growth phase, you will build some strength as well. And so those things are not mutually exclusive, but they are a different stimulus. One is lower reps, heavier weight. One is lower weight and higher reps. So just a little bit of a difference there when you're thinking through that. And then another phase would be weight loss. Now, during this phase, I'm still focused on protein intake and I'm still focused on fueling myself correctly. But I also understand that when I go to train, I'm not going to be able to move as much weight as I was able to during the strength or muscle growth phase. And that's simply because during the weight loss phase, I'm now in a deficit. And my body doesn't have as much energy to be able to perform at an optimal level. Now, this is okay as long as we periodize it, right? As long as we keep it within a reasonable season. And a weight loss phase can last up to 16 weeks, but probably not going to be very effective beyond that point in time. Now, after 16 weeks, you might think to yourself, uh-oh, I didn't see all of the fat loss that I wanted to see, but that's okay. You can go back to strength, mobility, muscle growth, because during those phases, while you're focused on fueling yourself correctly and you're focused on improving in these other areas, you'll also see fat loss there. So don't worry about the fact that you're not going to hit that fat loss goal maybe your first time around. It's okay. What you do is you just back off the fat loss efforts, increase your calories so that your metabolism has the ability to kind of heal and de-stress, and then you go into a deficit again. And so it's making sure we manage the stress of the weight loss phase, because our body was not designed to always be losing fat and to always be eating in a deficit. And so you can be in a weight loss phase for about 16 weeks. And then if you're going to spend 16 weeks in a weight loss phase, then probably you should move to another phase for about 6 to 12 weeks, depending on what your body tells you, and evaluating that, evaluating how you feel, how your energy levels are, all those things. If you listen to your body, it will tell you when it's ready to go back into that weight loss phase. But by pursuing different goals at different times, you're always able to make progress because your body doesn't have time to adapt fully to any of the stimulus. Now, there's this idea out there with muscle confusion, right? That you should always be changing every single time. And that's also too extreme, right? We want to make sure that we're moderate whenever we're thinking through these things. And that also goes for periodization, right? Because if, for example, I was pursuing strength, but I pursued strength for 1 week, and then the next week I'm focused on mobility, the next week I'm focused on muscle growth, I'm not spending enough time there either to really see any progress. And so there's balance here. You don't want to do the same thing all the time, but you also don't want to do something different all the time either, which is why seasonality and periodization is so key and so important for making sustainable progress over the long haul. Now, not only doing this will you see better results, but your relationship with food will dramatically improve, and you will become the example that you want to be for those that you love and those observing and those around you. Now, if you are looking for a way to get started on this, kind of a foreign concept, you haven't really done it before, you can go ahead and you can check out the Diet Freedom Score quiz down in the episode resources below. And by taking that quiz, I will go ahead and evaluate it, and I'll send you over for free one of our starter courses that you can get started on thinking through your nutrition on a periodized way so that you can start making progress and keep the results forever. But as always, thank you for joining us here on the Liberation League, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.